This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
We don't have idols in our country in 2013. We just practice idolatry. An idol is anything in your life or my life that takes the place of the living God. Your job can become an idol. Your career can become an idol. Your education can become an idol. Your ego can become an idol. Anything in my life, what we own, money can become an idol in anyone's life. And all I'm saying is, isn't it interesting in the early church, they turned to God from their idols, just like people need to do in 2013. And then I love this. And I almost missed this week. It almost went right by me. To serve the living and true God. I'm not putting anybody's words down who says this, but I want to tell you something very respectfully. God is not your co-pilot. He's God. God is not your partner. He's God. God is not your best friend. He's God. It's all about being a servant to the living God. So here's what the church at Thessalonica did. They turned from their idols. Big deal in their lives, just like it's a big deal today in 2013, to the living and true God, to serve him. And then verse 10, to wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the coming wrath, verse 10. What a statement. What's it all about? Turning from idols to the true God, serving him, waiting for the return of Christ. That's the best advice I can give anyone about the second coming of Christ. One evening in the summer of 1936, Horace Rodhever invited the faculty of Rodhever School of Music to his home at Rainbow Point, Indiana. Among those attending were song lyricist Virgil Brock and his wife, a composer, Blanche Brock. As the evening progressed, the sunset over Winona Lake was so incredible, the faculty members began to talk about the unusual particulars of its beauty. The talk eventually died down, and the group just sat there for a long time. Virgil Brock's cousin, Horace, who had been blind from birth, get this, blind from birth, was there, suddenly spoke out with excitement, saying that he'd never seen a more beautiful sunset. One of the other guests, a little incredulous, said, "Oh, wait a minute, you're blind, excuse me, you know, how do you see the sunset?" Horace's reply was to have a lasting effect on everyone who was there. "I see through the eyes of other people, and I think I often see more. You see, I see beyond the sunset. I see beyond the sunset." Well, you know what happened. Some of you know where I'm going with this. Virgil Brock and his wife Blanche wrote a song that week, "Beyond the Sunset." It goes like this: "Beyond the sunset, O blissful morning, when with our Savior heaven's begun, earth toiling ended, O glorious dawning, beyond the sunset when day is done. Beyond the sunset, O glad reunion with our dear loved ones who've gone before. In that fair homeland we'll know no parting, beyond the sunset forevermore." The purpose of this series is to get you to look beyond the sunset and get you to look beyond 2013, to look beyond your job, beyond your career, beyond your plans for next year and 5 years from now, to look to eternity. And realize that Jesus, whose resurrection we celebrated last week, is the one who says, "I'm coming again to claim my own." And what do? We turn to the living God from our idols. We serve him. We wait. We wait for his coming, not obsessively, not in some crazy fashion. We just simply say, "We're ready. We're prepared."
Well, I hope you're prepared for the second coming of Christ by simply saying, "I know him. I know him as my Lord and Savior." God bless you, and thanks for listening.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.